Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm very glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to say there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. Since it's October and we're still playing Halloween music, I thought it would be fun to talk to Katie Darrell from Access TV's The Top 10 Revealed about their Halloween music list coming up this weekend. Hi, Katie.
Oh, hi. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Now, you've got some great connections to music. You've worked in radio, MTV, VH1, HDNet, Reels, Access TV. I could probably go on, and I'm sure I left something out, maybe glossed over it. I just wanted to say that you had credentials. Paint a picture that you know a thing or two about music.
Sure, sure. I've been employed.
Yes. Now, you're the host of the Top 10 Revealed on Access TV. And even though the fourth season is getting ready to start, just in case somebody is listening who is not familiar with it, what is the Top 10 Revealed?
Great question. All right. So the Top 10 Revealed is the perfect show for anyone, A, who loves rock and roll, and B, loves to debate and like listen to lists, right? You know, haven't you always talked to a buddy and been like, oh, you know what the best guitar solo, or you know who the best drummer is, or you know what my favorite breakup song is? Well, this show is for you, because each week we break down a new list. So one week it might be the top 10 90s breakup songs, or top 10 80s movie soundtracks, or top 10 guitar heroes that we've lost. And then we count down, obviously, these 10 songs. You learn some cool water cooler facts about the songs. But then we have rock stars actually commenting on why the song deserves to be on the list and give it the credibility. So you'll hear from anyone from Dee Snider of Twisted Sister, Sebastian Bach of Skid Row, Paul Stanley of Kiss, you know, members of Boyz II Men, you know, Backstreet Boys, 98 Degrees, Carney Wilson of Wilson Phillips, Lita Ford, all these great stars and celebrities on the show commenting on the lists. And so I think the list you brought up is our series premiere this Sunday, October 31st. On Access TV. It is the top 10 murder songs. And it's not that we're celebrating murder. Okay, wait, like, listen, I do love a good murder show here and there. But these are songs that happen to reference murder, whether you realized it or not. And we'll be counting down 10 of them and having these celebrity commentators kind of hold our hand through it. And I know you might be thinking to yourself, what's a good murder song? I Shot the Sheriff, Eric Clapton, Bob Marley, right? Right. I Shot the Sheriff. That's murder, you guys. That's murder.
Yes, absolutely.
Although it may have been in self-defense. So then again, but we could go through those semantics later.
That's true. And then you could have an episode about the ones where they get some good legal representation because I didn't shoot the deputy.
So. Right, exactly.
So this Sunday, which is Halloween, there's a marathon of episodes leading up to the murder songs ones. And these are all spooky, not a genre, yeah, but spooky lists, songs about the devil, ghoulish rockin' songs, songs about the end of the world. It's really neat. And you had mentioned that there's all these rock stars who talk about the song, but there's also pop culture people that you may not associate with music. And I'm going to massacre her name, Mary Lynn.
I know you will. I want to hear you Rice, try.
It's Rice Cub?
Mary Lynn Rajscub. And yes. A lot of you maybe will know her from the hit TV show 24. You definitely will recognize her face.
Yes, Chloe from 24.
Like Julia. Yeah.
And she's a hilarious stand-up as well. A lot of people don't know that.
She's so funny on this show. So funny. We have a top 10 list this season. It's top 10 sexy, saxy phone lists, right? So it's saxophone songs. Think of like Baker Street, or Careless Whisper, Never Gonna Dance Again, right? And there's that big saxophone solo. So she's commenting on these songs and like She is ripping a new one for saxophone soloists. She just makes fun of them the entire time. It is so funny. And I love saxophone. So I'm dying because I'm like, oh my God, she's ripping on something that I love so much, but she does it in such a lovely way that you just let her go off on her rants. It's great.
It's terrific for anybody who loves music, whether whatever kind, because this runs the gamut on genres. I was watching an episode, I don't remember when, but I think it was the ghoulish songs, and it kicks off with Ghostbusters, and you see Sebastian Bach from Skid Row talking about it, and you see somebody else who, and it's not just the comments that they're giving about it, but you learn stuff behind the music, kind of things about how he came up with the song. It's really cool.
That's what I love about it, is like you do get these fun facts and these takeaways. So it's not just garbage people being like, I like this song, I hate this song. You also learn that, well, in 1987, it was the writer was sued because it turns off they ripped off this other song, and you know, but it then went on to win a Grammy, and the singer, before becoming famous, worked at McDonald's. You know what I mean? So we get these fun facts, you get rock stars, and so you see them out of their element, you get these comedians, and then you also get awesome rock and roll. And you did mention a great point. It's not just classic rock, although it does lean classic rock. But I mean, there will be, you know, Beyonce on there. There will be a random Kanye West song. You know, the lists, you know, there's just things you can't get away from. I mean, we have one coming up this season. I think it's top 10 songs about the rain. So of course you're going to get Creedence Clearwater, you know, Have You Ever Seen the Rain? But then you have to get in No Rain by Blind Melon, which is a 90s tune. So we definitely, you know, the gamut is filled.
How do you guys choose the 10 songs?
Oh, great question. Because there are some lists I like 100% do not agree with, because it's not just me. It's not me just sitting at home, like in my mom's basement, coming up with these lists. Okay. It's viewer generated. So actually first starts out. Yes. I usually come up with the list topic. Okay. We're looking for the top 10, like I said, murder songs, right? And I'm like, that would be great for Halloween. Then on the Access TV social media accounts, when you follow us on Twitter or Facebook, we'll post the question, what is your favorite murder song? And you get to type in, and then I go through and I scrape and I tally and I calculate and I find out what the viewers voted as their favorite murder song. And then we, you know, have the list together, and then we bring in the experts into the studio and have them comment on those 10 songs. And there have been episodes where I disagree full-heartedly, and I want to change the list so bad because I don't agree with it. But that's exactly why the show is great, because it then has me talking about it even with my husband, where I'm like, oh, number 7 really should have been more like number 3. And he's like, you're such a loser, you're debating your own show. But people go home and they debate it themselves.
Oh, I bet. And if you're watching this Sunday for the new show of murder songs, and your favorite murder songs and your favorite murder song isn't on there, it's your own fault for not following on Twitter and putting in your 2 cents of what you think should be on there.
Turns out voting counts, you guys.
That's right. We learned nothing.
2024.
So the new season kicks off this Sunday night. I know there's a Christmas episode coming up in December, which we're going to be very interested in as well.
Yes. Yes. The Christmas episode is great. You know, we've done Christmas episodes in the past. We did like rockin' Christmas songs. But this year is truly just the must-have Christmas song. If you're putting together a playlist and you're going to have some friends over for some eggnog, these are songs that have to make the list. Yes, some of them are classics. You know, White Christmas is going to be on there. Mariah Carey is going to be on there. So again, it spans from crooners to current, but these are like 10 songs that we think you need to have on your holiday playlist this year.
And it's a great, like you said, it's a great thing to talk about afterwards too, because here's, okay, here's 10 must-haves for a Christmas playlist, and everybody has opinions about about Christmas music. So what should be on there, what's not on the list?
I guarantee you have an opinion about Feliz Navidad, whether you knew you had one or not. And when you find out whether it is on this list or not, you will have an opinion, and chances are I will get an email from people angry in both directions telling me whether we got it right or didn't get it right. And then I'll also get weird emails from people telling me that I stand weird and I wear the wrong clothes, but those people are just jerks.
Yes. Well, social media has made it very easy for anybody to share an opinion, no matter what it's about.
Yeah.
But it's very simple to reach out. But I get tons of tweets and things on Facebook about, okay, you're playing the Mariah Carey song too much, or you're not playing it enough. Yeah. I'll get those both at the same time. So I'm sure that if she shows up at number three, somebody's going to be upset she's at number three and not number one. Somebody's going to be upset she's not at number nine. Somebody's going to be upset she's on the list at all.
You're hitting the nail on the head. And that's what's great about lists and listicles to begin with is, it just opens a dialogue and conversation. But really, at the end of the day, I say, whether you agree with the way the list was ranked or not, it's still a fun show just to sit back and watch. It flies by really fast. And the worst thing I can possibly say, and I remember I said this and our PR lady was like, why would you tell people that? Top 10 Revealed is one of those shows that you can zone out to. Am I saying turn on the TV and don't watch and pay attention? No, but it's just, you could sit there and watch the show, but have your device in your hand at the same time. And you could just listen to the commentary and listen to the songs and look up when all of a sudden something kind of zings you and interests you. But the minute a song comes on that you don't love and you're like, oh, trust me, it's only going to be talked about for 90 seconds. And then we're moving on to another one and you're going to like the next song. So it is easy to, quote unquote, check out to this show.
Well, and the other thing is, and it's a great suggestion to have your device standing by in your hand, because you're going to hear something on there and you're going to go, no way. Ray Parker Jr. got the idea from Ghostbusters from a TV commercial. That's not right. I need to look that up. And then you get to Wikipedia.
Exactly. Fact checked us.
Yeah, exactly. And then you find it. And you're like, wow, I just learned something. Of course, now I wasn't paying attention to the last 4 minutes of the show, but now I know something. Now I've fact checked it. One of the things that I really like about the Top 10 Revealed, every episode is not necessarily tied into time of year or that particular week. Like this is a Halloween kind of thing. But a lot of enough of them are that it makes it a lot of fun, because I know, I don't know if it's the next episode or the one after that, that's connected to the annual
time change,
and you've got time. I think what a great idea.
So usually we don't try to theme out the episodes too much, but of course, it makes sense to have a Christmas episode. And if we fall on, Mother's Day, let's maybe do a Mother's Day episode. But this season, it seems like we have a lot of themed episodes, because obviously we have the top 10 murder songs to go along. At Thanksgiving, we have the top 10 bands you can eat: Red Hot Chili Peppers, meatloaf, cranberries. So we have that episode. We also then have, for right after the new year, we have top 10 debut albums of 1982. And we also have running songs. And this isn't things that you necessarily want to run to. It's not a workout mix, but it's songs that mention like Running with the Devil or Run to the Hills by Iron Maiden. But we thought a lot of people have those exercise New Year's resolutions. And so that made sense. What you're mentioning is our second episode is the top 10 time songs. And it's because, yes, daylight savings time, or, we all have to turn the clocks and adjust that. And no one loves that, but we might as well celebrate time. And an example of some of the songs that might be on our top 10 time songs is Chicago. Does anybody really know what time it is? Or Cher, If I Could Turn Back Time. And it's just really fun. Again, seeing, having Dee Snider comment on what Cher is wearing while singing that song, if you all remember the music video, it's worth the price of admission alone just to basically see his jaw drop when he sees that music video.
There have to be some topics that come up for an episode that you feel like you need to revisit. Do a part two or something.
Yes. Thank you for asking me that. Okay. So first off, I feel like every list deserves a part two, because like I said, by the time I get to the end of it, I'm like, I didn't totally agree with that. Or what about this song that was left off? But there have been, for instance, we did in season one, top 10 songs named after a girl or a lady, I think we said, Rosanna or Roxanne. So we did do a part two list because so many people commented after that, because there are so many good ones, My Sharona, right? Mm-hmm. So we did do a part two for that list. We're working on a list right now, not even for this season. We're already talking about 2022 and we're working on a list right now for the top 10 disco songs And people have an opinion on this. I have a feeling might have to do a part two list. And we've done like spin-off lists. One time we did it, top 10 songs about colors. So we had Yellow Submarine, but then we also had like Ruby Tuesday. So we had these different colored songs. But then last season we did just specifically the color black. So when I started this show, I thought, oh, I could come up with 20 lists. We could get two seasons. And we are almost at our 100th episode. There is no shortage of lists. You can go as specific as you want. And luckily, I have people emailing me all the time with ideas. I mean, again, even Dee Snider himself the other day emailed me. He's like, have we done this list yet? It's like, Dee, stop trying to do my job.
And you had mentioned Rain Songs, which is coming up later in this new season. And I can think of there's so many. It seems to beg for a part two or a storm list. Or, you know, I don't want to be.
Yes, a storm list. That's a great one because then we could do like Rock You Like a Hurricane or gosh, yeah, there's definitely
Riders on the Storm.
Flood. Yeah. Riders on the Storm. That's so good. The instrumental there is such a good song.
Oh, yeah. It's just such a fun show because you get all of this stuff and it's over fast.
It's literally only 21 minutes long. It's 21 minutes and 20 seconds. It has, I think, three or four commercial breaks and it just flies by.
It does. You get 10 songs. You get so much information about all these songs. Some you may be very familiar with, some you may not. You have all these famous people weighing in, rock stars and pop culture people. It is just, it's just a lot of fun. It's a great way to spend 21 minutes. You're very welcome. The new season starts Sunday. There's an all-day Halloween marathon, so you can just sort of put it on, get the bowl of candy ready for your trick-or-treaters and sit down and enjoy yourself all day. And then the new season starts 8:00 Eastern on Sunday night with Murder Songs, and then it carries through the middle of February. Probably too far out to ask. Is there a set date for the start of the next season? I know you said you're already coming up with things for it.
There is not, but I know we've been talking about potentially an April kickoff.
Okay. Well, we'll keep a watch for that. Access TV is the place to find all of this stuff. You can also find out more on their website, axs.tv. And is there anything that we've missed or anything else that you want to make sure people know about the top 10 reveal?
No, I think you covered it all. If you have any questions, I mean, listen, you can always stalk me on social media. It's just my name at Katie Darryl, KATIEDARYL. And hopefully we can, you can tell me whether I was right or wrong and we could debate and then stop at the end.
All right. Well, Katie, thank you so much for spending some time with us on the podcast today.
I was so happy to be here, and definitely let me come back to talk about Christmas or the next season, because I definitely want to chat some more.
We'll do both. Thank you so much. And thank you for listening, helping us share some Halloween spirit and some Christmas spirit, and for helping the podcast continue to grow. Since you're listening to us now, you've obviously found us somewhere, but if there's another site you like to use for podcasts, check out our podcast page on our website for the complete list of everywhere you can listen to the Sounds of Christmas podcast. And that website again is www.soundsofchristmas.com. Then just click on the podcast tab. For the Sounds of Christmas station to listen to the music, you'll need to stick with our website or our app in the Google Play Store. If you have comments or suggestions, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through our website. Thanks again, and may you always believe in Santa Claus.